We're joined this morning by President and CEO of Ontario Northland, Karina Moore. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Karina.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for highlighting what we're doing over at the shops at Ontario Northland.
Well, I heard that the company's still plugging away. Everybody's still coming into work. I know you've had to adjust with some changes as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we are one of the essential transportation services in the north, and so we continue more than ever now with our freight customers and bus and rail. But we have made some critical changes. We're doing everything we can to increase cleaning and social distancing and be guided by health professionals. We have staggered shifts over at the shops and really doing whatever we possibly can to make sure that we minimize the risk. And we'll continue to make changes over the coming weeks to make sure that we reduce.
It's so nice to see so many people in our community stepping up as well, doing what they can to support those essential workers who are still heading out. We saw video of the police department with their flashing lights on going past the hospital at 7:30, and the same with the fire department. And it was so exciting to hear the ONR bell going off last night in support as well.
Yeah, you know what? You see those things and it just warms your heart. And, you know, when you can do things as part of the Together We Can Do It campaign, you know, I think it's just a sign of solidarity for our community, and we all need to do our part. And I couldn't have been more proud. You know, this horn is known across the city, been in our community for literally decades. I think the first whistle was a steam whistle in the 30s, perhaps even before that. And, you know, we have employees on 4 to 12, and on Monday, one of them, Tammy Richards, one of our engine attendants, had the great idea to blow the locomotive horn. And, you know, she has such a positive spirit, as so many do in the shops and across this organization. And so now we've instituted it so that our normal horn goes off every night as well. So just, you know, proud to see these, you know, our essential workers in here, you know, representing Ontario Northland and standing tall to all the essential workers, especially the healthcare workers that are doing such meaningful work right now.
Well, as you say, I mean, that sound is an integral part of our community. We know it. And when we hear it at an unusual time, like 7:30, it certainly stood out. And so kudos to you and everyone at the ONR. It's awesome.
Oh, I know. Yeah, kudos to the people in the shop. It was their idea, and we're going to continue it every night and throughout this. And I just want to say personally thank you for all of our essential workers, and especially those at the front line. They're doing incredible work right now, and everything we can do to support them and to support our community and be kind and compassionate is so wonderful.
Well, we have you on, Karina. We thought maybe we'd ask you, so what are you, have you changed the way that you work in these times that we're living in right now, you personally?
I have. There's a lot of Ontario Northland workers that are working remotely right now. Long hours, long days, obviously, to support the needs and all the evolving changes. And so wherever we can, we're working remotely. And lots of back office corporate services that are working remotely to support the front line. And then a lot of changes on the front line to make sure that we, you know, significantly sanitize and clean and support what we're doing on the front line.
And what about you as far as when you're self-isolating, people trying to relieve some boredom at home in their off time? Is there anything that you've started to, we hear about stories about people baking and cutting their family's hair and stuff. Is there anything that you've sort of taken to during these new times that we're living in?
So I have three hockey players as children. And so we, you know, when I've been having sort of one of my 12-hour days, they pull me away for either a mini sticks game or a ping pong. Little championship and some baking, which I don't normally do whatsoever. So it's been interesting at our household.
That's what it's about. It's about finding that positivity in your day, right?
It really is. And, you know, we have to cherish these times. And I know a lot of people are. And as we work these long hours to make sure we all do what's right, to take time with our families is so important.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Karina. We really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And a big shout out to the Ontario Northland family who keeps us rolling every day on the front line.